perfect, right? You just want someone that sees you perfectly. That's what everyone is looking for. But sometimes there is some healing that needs to take place, and that is okay.
Welcome to The Confident Healer. I'm your host, Sharmila Mali. And in this podcast, we have inspirational, uplifting, and soulful conversations about the ins and outs of having confidence as a healer and as a healer in business.
This was such an amazing conversation. I've never met a professional matchmaker before, and you will love her confidence and her beautiful heart. She is shining with passion for bringing people who want true love and takes no shit if you aren't aligned with who you say you are. I think whatever your perceptions about relationships are, she will open your heart to a new paradigm, whether you are off the market or attached. So let's get to it with Chi Emefiele, this week's Confident Healer. Welcome back to The Confident Healer. I'm Sharmila Mali. So today I have with me the Love Genie because she does her very best to make your wishes come true. She is a certified matchmaker, and she is the CEO and founder of NYA Love and Dating Services, LLC. She enjoys working with serious entanglement-free singles between the ages of 28 and 68 who are serious about their search for true love. Her goal is to continue helping others navigate through the ups and downs of dating and relationships. She is determined to provide a matchmaking and dating service that continues to help her community thrive in the dating world. She believes in a direct, straightforward, honest approach, and nothing surprises her when it comes to matters of the heart. Her hope is to continue changing the world one heart at a time. She also has her own YouTube channel where she discusses love, sex, and relationships called True Chats with Chi Love. So please welcome to The Confident Healer with a big warm hug, Chiama Emefiele. Yay! Welcome once again.
I'm happy to be here.
All right, so let's dive in. So first, just tell me, how has this pandemic been treating you this past year?
That's a good question. So first off, I launched in February, of 2020. And I was really excited because it was Black History Month and it's like the month of love. And then the pandemic happened like 3.5 weeks after my launch. And I was like, wait a minute, what? Because I was in the midst of all this joy and excitement of bringing people together. And then we're being told that people need to stay 6 feet apart. So I was like, what am I going to do? And so I came up with a business plan that made it so I arranged virtual dates and Zoom dates, and it made it fun and exciting. So that's what I had to do. I had to completely pivot and just remind people that now you can focus on the actual connection, right? Have that conversation with someone that doesn't just lead to you hopping in the bed so fast because you've had a few drinks on your first date, right? Take your time. Not to shame anyone who has done that before. I think that everyone has, you all have needs. I get it. But I wanted to challenge people to dig a little deeper. So that's what I was able to do by pivoting. So,
wow. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. That was my next question, was what's the dating scene like for people looking to find something serious in during the pandemic?
So a lot of things have changed. Believe it or not, people have hopped on dating apps a lot more. A lot of people still hate it, but some people are just going with it. People are being forced to connect more. I mean, you have to. I will say that a lot of dating apps got a lot more innovative, right? Because now they have an option to video chat. Wow. So that's been helping a lot of people.
Wow. Connect,
right? Yeah. Because in a world where you would usually just go to the bar or something, like a lot of things have been closed down for a while. So you had to readjust. How am I going to meet people? Matchmaking, a lot of people have been reaching out to me about matchmaking services for obvious reasons. They don't always like the dating apps. They can't frequent the places they used to. And they're like, you know what? This pandemic has made me realize how lonely I am. And I want to change my dating life. What can I do to get myself out there? So what I like to do is provide optional packages and customizable things that work for people, depending on who they are and where they're at in their love life. Because everyone's different. There's people that currently are on 2, 3, or 4 dating apps and they're just trying to find the one. There are other people that are just hoping that the right one will just come along, and that doesn't always happen. Sometimes you have to put in work. You have to step outside your comfort zone and try something different, right? So I always try to meet people where they are and help them in any way I can.
And so I just want to, for your viewers out there. So this podcast is where I talk to healers about their healing business and building confidence. And I thought it was so interesting because as a matchmaker, that just comes with the territory because you are helping to heal hearts and help them, you know, get them straight, get their head straight on. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say that
hearts straight, hearts aligned. That's what I should say.
Right. Hearts aligned. And honestly, it's a beautiful and sad thing if I'm being completely honest and transparent, because I have these consultations with people that think that they're ready for matchmaking and they're just talking to me and I'm asking them certain questions and they just break down crying. I'm just like, oh, so sad. So but I get kind of in depth. I want to know about, you know, what your fears are. I want to know what you're looking for in a partner. I want to know about your past relationships, any triggers. We talk about all of the things. I named my business NYA because it stands for not your average. I wanted to dive deeper than other matchmakers and see how I can help people grow. I have been in some interesting relationships that I also had to heal from. So when I tell people there's no TMI with me, you can talk to me about anything, is because I've been through some things and I'm here to tell you that it's going to be okay. No one is perfect, right? You just want someone that sees you perfectly. That's what everyone is looking for. But sometimes there is some healing that needs to take place and that is okay. So.
And so do you work with them through that healing process?
That can get kind of tricky.
Yes.
Because I'm not a certified or licensed physician in terms of psychiatric work or being a therapist. I don't work in the areas of psychology, but there will be some questions and things that people reveal to me that I would suggest maybe you should reach out to a therapist. So now I've actually created online resources that I can provide for others that need that extra assistance in terms of therapy.
Wow.
Because I think it's important to take care of mental health.
So, So let's turn the tables on you. Like, how did you, I'm so curious, like, have you always been doing matchmaking and just start, it was like, okay, I'm going to do this professionally. How did you stumble? How did you get into this?
That's a good question. So I don't know if you remember this game called MASH, but it's, it's hard to explain, but there was an origami.
Oh, piece. Yes.
I was obsessed with that game in fifth grade, obsessed with it. I would play it all the time through rainy day recess. Everyone else is on the monkey bars or playing jump rope. And I was like, I just want to play MASH. I'm like, Chiama, we've played this game 10, 15, 20 times with everyone in the class. Chill out. And I'm just like, no, I want to play one more time. But I always love putting people together. I'd be the one that passed the notes for people and ask them if they have crushes on whomever in the class and try to get people to come together. So I've always had a passion for it. And then I saw the movie Hitch a few years back with Will Smith, fell in love with that movie, loved the concept. I was like, I can do what he does. But I wanted to bring people together and also give them love and dating advice, because I've been through all types of different relationships, all types of different relationships. So I like to use my past experience coupled with other people that have come to me with their issues and then create something that works for everyone. Right. Wow. And meet people exactly where they're at.
So what was that? Yeah. Walk me through that transition from what you were doing before to doing this professionally into matchmaking and not just like playing MASH.
Okay. So long story short, I started Googling different matchmaking certifications and I went with the Matchmaking Institute because I used to watch the show with Patty Stenger called Millionaire Matchmaker. Yes. And I loved it. I was like, oh, that would be so nice to just do that as a career. And when I learned that she went to the Matchmaking Institute, I was like, I have to go there. That's a given. I have to go where she went. Like, that's what I want to do. I have to go there. And so I went and did the schooling and got certified and then started launching my business. So I launched in February, all excited in 2020. No idea the pandemic was right there. And then that made me pivot again, because everything I had planned with the mixers and collaborating with Black-owned businesses to have these mixers and getting DJs for these events and all that, it just was at a standstill. So I had to change everything that I was doing and find something that worked. So I started communicating with people virtually like this and setting up Zoom dates for my clients. And honestly, it's been going pretty well.
That's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. So have you followed your own advice? Are you currently involved, taken?
I'm not taken. So I'm currently single. I have a very fun and dating life, active dating life. I am dating with intention though. So everyone that I'm dating or the people that come into my life that want to date me, they already know that I'm looking to eventually get married. I don't want to be a girlfriend for 5 years. And I tell my clients the same thing. So it's very important that people that work with me know that you have to be marriage minded and entanglement free. Mm-hmm. I just want people that truly desire marriage in their lives. And that's something that they're striving for. Right. You don't have to want it tomorrow. I get you want to take your time and get to know someone. Yes, absolutely. But it has to be something that is a goal for you. I want to connect marriage minded individuals together.
Yeah, that's why I love that's what you put in there. Entanglement free. And I'm just like, people know what that? Let's go just for the people in the back.
Yeah. Entanglement means you're involved with someone that there's some type of emotional or sexual appeal to them. You're not quite in a relationship, you're just in an entanglement of some sorts. Yes. You're just kind of involved, to say the least.
that's what I just love that. I was like, yeah, that is a great word, entanglement free, not just serious, but like entanglement free.
Yeah, because you want to be emotionally available.
Exactly.
It wouldn't be fair for you to get into something where you're not ready to give your heart to someone. So yeah.
Exactly. But what I was wondering is when you are seeing people, what you do, how do they react? Are they excited? Are they intimidated?
Girl, I love this question. No one has ever asked me this question. And okay, so here's the thing. There are men that are intimidated by it and just feel like it's too much. I actually was dating a guy very briefly. Because he and I respect him for being honest, but he told me straight up, I do not like the fact that you're going to be talking to a lot of single men. And made me realize that not all men are going to be as confident within themselves to be able to be okay with it. I'm a monogamous minded person. If I'm with you, I'm with you. But I am going to be talking to a lot of single people, men and women. You just have to be okay with it because I love what I do. So I want someone who that won't matter, right? Like, oh, Chi, I love you for who you are. Chiama, like, it doesn't matter what you do. I'm secure in myself. Keep following your passions. Keep living out your dreams. I got you. I support you. That's the type of man that I want. So, yeah.
A secure again, man.
A secure man. Yeah. And I think a lot of women want that. Women that date men want that, right? I have to say that because I do also work with the LGBTQ community. I do not discriminate whatsoever. So I want to make sure that people know and understand that whoever you are, no matter how you identify or in terms of race, gender, ethnicity, well, race and ethnicity are same thing, but religion, anything, sexual identity, I don't care. All I care about is that you are ready, willing, honest, marriage-minded, and ready to have a vulnerable and open conversation with me. That's all I care about. So
that you're so intuitive. I was just going to ask you about that. 'Cause that's why I kept saying the person you're dating. 'Cause I was like, I don't know. And I don't know what your preferences are, but let's talk about, that's a great segue about confidence is that, you know, for a lot of people, when somebody says, you know, they find out about your work, which is your, like, let's face it, your fucking life. It's like half the stuff that you do during most of your day. And, and they say that to you, like, that's a red flag. No.
For me, it is. Yes. I try to get more information. Like, well, what makes you feel that way? Do you feel that I would be flirting with these people that I'm trying to have a business with? Or do you feel threatened by this in some type of way? Did you date someone that had a similar career, which is usually not the case? You don't see very many matchmakers, especially that look like me around, but there are out there really great ones, actually. But what is it? What is the root issue? Because I like confident, secure men. That's just something that turns me on. I like a man that does not care about what it is that I do. I'm literally talking to singles with the hopes of putting them together. That shouldn't threaten you in any way. But I'm also going to call you out on your shit a lot more than probably other women will, because you have to be communicative. You have to talk to me. You have to be open and honest, because that's what I want in return. So I just think it's important to focus on who it is that you want and meet people halfway where you need to, but communicate and compromise always. So...
Yes. That's what I was going to say. I was like, oh my God, you're like the best communicator too. And I think that's important too, because when I was dating, that's one thing where I would be really dismissive. Like, oh, you have a problem with that? Bye. you know, like I wouldn't even give it, you know, I wouldn't even inquire about it. But I think, yeah, I guess it just depends on how well invested you are in this person. And just to investigate a little, like, don't be afraid to communicate about what, and if they have a hard time communicating it, or they don't want to talk about it, then I guess that's like there's a door, right?
Yeah. And right? I feel that respectfully, because I know that it's harder for some people to open up, and I get that. So there's a difference between it being hard to open up and it just takes you time, than refusing to open up and just like, oh no, we're not going to talk about that. So I think in men and women, it always comes up that they want someone that's going to communicate. Communication is key. We all have our triggers. We all have our past relationships. We all have things that we remember that weren't the best, that maybe bring up other feelings, but we have to like start off at a clean slate and just give that person a chance. Cause you don't know what you're missing out on until you actually let them in. And there's been times where people say, well, I've let people in several times and it's been the same thing. Well, let's identify patterns then. Cause apparently you keep choosing partners that aren't letting you in, or you keep choosing the same type of people that are letting you down. Why is that? What exactly are you going for? Let's talk about that. So yeah, I tend to dive deep, as deep as they'll let me.
yeah, exactly. As deep as the permission goes. It's so funny because I'm listening to you and I'm like, wow, usually I would be so much more compassionate. and that's what you need is, if you want somebody else to help you find someone, is you want that compassion. Cause here I was just like, yeah, here's the door. I don't know why I'm so fiery today. I'm just like, yeah, there's the door. Like, I don't want to deal with you, you know? And you're like, no, just if, and I guess that's the nuance, right? Is how much you're invested and to be compassionate with the other person. If they're slow to open, like how much time do you give to that? You know, how much time do you give to compassion? You know, because that would irk me. Like, you don't like what I do, you know, especially the things that I do. Like, you know, I'm pretty out there with, you know, right, with my intuitive energy. It can be very esoteric. I mean, I'm very grounded, but if somebody has a problem with that, I'm like, fuck you. Right. You know, I don't know. That's just me, but I like I like that you really want to give someone a chance up to a certain point where it's just like, okay, well, if they're not willing to open up, then that's when you have to make a choice.
Yeah, exactly. Because what I've realized too is that both men and women, we've all been through some things, period. No one has a perfect relationship history, right? If you did, then everyone would be happily married right now and not seeking a dating specialist or a matchmaker, whatever the case may be. But sometimes it's hard. It really is hard, depending upon what you've been through, to move forward. And that's why I remind people, like, it's okay to take your time, but know that time waits for no one. So take time if you need to, but don't take too much time. You don't want to wallow in this sadness with this dark cloud looming around you for the rest of your life. You really don't. You have to open up the blinds and let that sunshine come through. Period.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just love, you know, you come across to me as someone really confident, full of life and vigor and passion. And I'm just, because it is the confident healer. Yeah. So so when you transitioned into matchmaking, it's all a go. Like, there was no doubt. There was just like, you were just like, yes, I'm going to do this. Confident all the way. Like, what was that journey like?
Well, so I did my homework. I looked up a lot of matchmakers in the game. I didn't see very many that looked like me.
Explain that, please.
I didn't see very many Black matchmakers that looked like me. So I grew up in Seattle, born and raised, although I'm of Nigerian descent. My heritage is Nigerian fully. But needless to say, I looked up matchmakers in my area or matchmakers near me just out of curiosity. Not one of them looked like me. And I was like, this is interesting. And so I wanted to find or create something that could work for my community specifically. So as far as confidence, I didn't know how to feel. I remember posting about a year ago, I'm thinking about launching my matchmaking business. And then I had all of these comments and this outpour of love. Oh, I'll support you. Sign me up, girl. Or I want to be your first client. Or yeah, I've been thinking about getting a matchmaker, but I just didn't want to say whatever they had to say. And it just made me feel so good. Cause I'm like, okay, well, there's something about me that's resonating with people. And I always try to meet people where they're at. For instance, if I quote someone a price and they're like, oh, actually, that's a little bit too high for me. I'm like, okay, well, what works for you? And a lot of people would not do that. Like, this is my price and stick to it. But my thing is, I do not want to turn anyone away whose heart is in the right place. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If they're ready and willing. I have to eat too. So I'm going to have certain price. Like, I'm not going to charge a dollar or something like, you know what I mean? Right. But I try to meet people where they're at. I do payment plans and offer specials when I can for veterans. So I try to do things a little bit differently because I want to make sure that I create something that will make people want to say, yes, let's work together. Or yes, help me find that love in my life, or at least try to, right? It's a journey for us both. But my biggest thing is making sure that people know where my heart is. This is something that I love to do. So if I can meet you halfway, I will.
Yes. Yes. So. I love that. And then, then let's talk about confidence with dating. Like it's different for however you identify, whether it's non-conforming gender or woman or man. Like, what is the level of confidence do you see in some of your clients? Like, how does that range? And I'm sure you help them build their confidence.
Oh, absolutely. I just remind them who the fuck they are, period. Mm. I don't care what you were told by your ex-husband or your ex-wife or your ex-boyfriend or your ex-girlfriend or your baby's dad or your baby's mom. I remind you who you are. I remind you of all of the beauty that you have to offer someone else. And we talk about that, right? What I realized too, time and time again, it's not easy for people. Words are very powerful. Sometimes words can be even more debilitating than, you know, actual hitting can be, physical force. So I remind people, you are incredible. You are handsome. You are beautiful. You can do this. This is our journey. And I just walk them through. I have some clients that if it takes them longer than what they would imagine to get matched, like, oh, is there anything I can do to change my look? Is there anything? I'll make suggestions here and there. I mean, if you've always had like this weird aggressive bob, I may say, why don't you just grow your hair out a little bit, you know? Or if you're always in a tight knit ponytail or have a tight bun, why don't you just let your hair down? Like, I'll make suggestions here and there, but who you are at the core, flaws and all, is who you are. And my goal is to find someone that will accept you for all of the beauty that is you, flaws and all, because nobody's perfect. So confident ranges from people that are like, you know what, I have no issues picking up women. I'm like, let's talk about that. You have no woman that you want a wife, like, let's okay. So there's people that are really confident and people that are like, oh, well, I don't know, this is my first time getting out there in the dating scene after 2 years of being to myself, and I'm like, okay, well, let's talk about this, right? So again, my goal no matter what is to meet people where they're at and let that light shine through, because some people sadly enough forget who they are after traumatic relationships.
Yes,
trauma is real. People words that people say, the words of a past loved one that you truly loved and cared about, can resonate for you months, years, even after the fact. So I just pour life into them as much as possible and just remind them again of who they are. That's really all I can do.
No, it's true. Yeah. So what if somebody like, they're really excited about this person because, you know, you gave them all the stats and they saw their picture, and then it's just like, you know, what happens if you, like, before you get on Zoom now or whatever camera app that you're using to meet someone, like, what are some tips that you can give people who get kind of freeze and get a little anxious because, you know, for whatever reason, like, what to help them, you know, feel good about themselves and be confident when they meet this person for the first time?
Yeah. Breathe. Just breathe and relax. Talk to this person as though, you know, this is someone that you're wanting to get to know, but you don't owe anyone anything. All you need to do is be yourself. That is all I need them to do, is be themselves. You want somebody to grow, to like and love you for you. So don't worry too much about saying the right thing or not saying, or saying the wrong thing, whatever the case may be. Just breathe and be yourself. That's it. That's really it. I just want your light to shine through, right? I want whomever I'm introducing you to, I want that to resonate. I want you to meet and see where things go. Now, one thing about matchmakers is we can predict compatibility based on, okay, you want this thing, you want that thing, right? And then we talk about love languages. Well, I do. I talk about every matchmaker is different, but I like to bring love languages into the table. So with that being said, I believe these two would be a great fit for each other, but we cannot predict we cannot predict chemistry. All we can estimate is compatibility, right? But it's up to you to be yourself and see where things go. But breathe, smile, and let who you are shine through the screen. That's it. So
yeah, I imagine that some people feel like they can't, and that's what's so disheartening. It's like you feel like you can't be yourself because you have these preconceived notions of what had, you know, based on things that happened in the past, based on things you read in magazines and see on in TV, in the media. And how, you know, like I can imagine that some people that may come to you may have that, they put this front on. And so how do you help break that down so that they can just be like, yeah, I smoke, I drink a lot, like here I am, world. What do you say to that person that still puts up that front and trying to help them? Because, you know, maybe they go on a couple of dates. Cause I've seen I used to love that show. And then she just got a little like, she was a little too, I don't know. She just got angry and I was like, I couldn't watch it anymore, but Millionaire Matchmaker. But like, what do you say to that person that where you see them, you see them kind of do that and, you know, over and over again, like, you know, they're not being themselves. They're not letting that light shine through.
Yeah. I'll just let them know that it's going to be really difficult for me to match you if you're not presenting who you are. No, I'm serious. Like you're paying me for a service. But I am wanting to find someone that will like you for you. So if you're not being yourself, then who am I matching them to? It doesn't like, you know, and if it becomes an issue where I'm just like, they keep hiding behind this facade and not being able to truly let their light shine, then I may have to suggest therapy, someone else to help them walk through what it is that's holding them back from truly being themselves. Because there's only so much I can do as a matchmaker, but my goal is to match you with someone else for the hopes that you two will find true love and get married someday, you know? So like, that's the severity of what I'm doing. Like, and I love what I do, but again, if you're not being yourself, that's not helping you or me or the potential match that I have for you. So yeah, they would need to think about that.
that's so, I don't think I've ever met anybody like you. That's just such a beautiful thing that you just really want to put people together, you know? I have friends that do that and it pisses me off. Cause I'm just like, you know, that's not what I want. You know, they would do that for me. And I'm like, please don't do that. And coming from my background, like I'm Nepali and, you know, arranged marriages are a thing. My parents were arranged, my grandparents were arranged, and people have tried to, you know, when I was marriageable in my 20s, I'm out of that range now. I know that, but in terms of their mentality,
yes, I get it.
Yes. In terms of their mentality, but like,
say, let's talk about that.
I just think that's so fascinating. And I was just bringing up my background, because that is something that I was like, not into because I didn't sanction it. You know, people would come to my family asking, you know, like, well, could, you know, and they were just like, no, they were like, I said, that's not what she wants. And but my grandfather was always trying to find me one nice Nepali boy. So, but I just think that that's such a beautiful, you know, I just see your heart shining and you have these hearts on your Black Lives Matter shirt. And for many different reasons, I mean, that's not just, but it's just, I just feel all of that, how big your heart is. And I just like, as you're talking, I can just see you as a kid, you know, wanting that for others. And that's just such a, such a beautiful thing because, you know, we're, most of us are selfish. We just want that for ourselves. We, you know, but you, this is what you do. And that's, and it's a perfect, it's such a perfect fit. So I'm just so glad that you listened to your intuition. So let's go on with that. So you transition into listening to your intuition and following, you know, being aligned with what was in your heart. And like, was that easy for you to do?
No. So I used to work for a really good company. It felt like a breakup. It felt like a divorce, actually. Because I worked for Zillow. Zillow took good care of me. I never dreamed of leaving Zillow. As a matter of fact, they had me on a panel and I was like, Zillow is like my husband. I'm never getting a divorce. And they quoted me and everything. So going from having a company where I'm making pretty decent money, really comfortably, to launch my own business and being an entrepreneur, solely based on matching people was a big step for me because my stability was gone. Right. Mm-hmm. Instead of having that consistent, steady paycheck and every 2 weeks, you already knew exactly what you were getting. You could plan around that and everything. I went from, you know, pitching people about who it is that I am and what I do and what I want to offer them. And some people are like ready, ready, ready. And then, oh, I'm scared, or they get too much in their heads and I have to like remind them like, this is our journey. But again, I like to meet people halfway. And then I also offer customized payment plans and packages depending upon who they are. I'm not going to charge someone who makes six figures at their prime early 30s the same as a gentleman who's like 65 on SSI and a former military veteran and just wants a woman he can spend the rest of his life with, literally forever, however long he has on this earth. You know what? It just doesn't make sense. So I wanted to create something that worked for other people. And I'm really passionate about that. So hearing people like you that say that they can see my heart the first time speaking to me, or they can tell how passionate I am, that means everything to me. I may not have as much income, I'm just going to keep it 100, as other matchmakers do, because I'm not always charging the high thousands and thousands of dollars, but my peace of mind is so much better than when I work for someone else. I love what I do. I truly love what I do. There's peaks and valleys. There's days where I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is exhausting. Cause it is. I'll talk to someone who's 5'2" and like, so if you can just find me a man who's six feet tall and makes six figures. I'm like, but you're 5'2". He really has to be 6 feet tall. Like, why is that? I mean, I get if you're a taller woman, I understand you just want a taller man, but you're 5'2". What? And then people that are in the 50s or 60s saying, okay, as long as she doesn't have any gray. She can't have any gray in her 50s or 60s. What do you mean? Mm-mm. Like what? So I listen and I say, okay, right. Okay. And then I have a conversation like, okay, so realistically speaking, this is what we're working with. Let's talk about that. Why is it so? Cause what people need to start focusing on is who they are on the inside. Cause looks and everything that fades over time. Who cares? Right? Who's going to wipe your ass when you're 78 years old? Is it somebody who has gray hair or someone who cares about you? Like, let's be real. Like, let's be real. Like, let's talk about this. So I like to dive a little bit deeper. My approach is kind of different, which is why I call my business NYA, not your average. So that's it.
Yeah. I love that. That's what you, you know, driving that point home of like, it is all about who you are. And I can't say that enough. That's what I've talked about with my clients, just being, you know, who they are and really trusting that their intuition. And just going back to yours and your intuition and trusting yourself enough to just dive in and using that passion and getting some support, you know, like, you know, just putting it out there in your, I don't know if it was on your Facebook or whatever, like, oh, I'll, you know, your friends or whoever, just like, yeah, I'll hire you. You know, just sometimes that really goes a long way. It just puts a lot of gas in your tank and you just keep going. And that's just what I thought was so interesting about matchmaking, because it's not something, you know, it's not something every, you know, a lot of people think about doing, you know, it's not a career choice. It's not on the list, you know? So that's why I just thought that was so interesting. I was so excited to talk to you about that because for somebody that is interested in doing the same thing you do, or interested in your services, you know, I think you want somebody who really cares about you and who's really passionate about love and matching, you know, true hearts to one another. So I can't say that enough. Like, let's just, oh, it's so excited and juicy. And I'm just like, I wish I could hug you in person. Like, that's so wonderful.
I love hugs.
It's so beautiful. Yeah. I miss hugs. So I am an energy healer. And so everything is about energy to me. And so what you're doing is you're making sure that people are aligned with their heart and their mind, that alignment, because that energy is going to draw in to you what it is that you're seeking, right?
Right.
Something similar to who you are, to match that energy. And so we talked about confidence, you know, confidence with dating, and then, you know, I don't know if you come across this, but just getting people to listen to that inner voice, to trust that, to trust their intuition. Do you find yourself doing that kind of stuff?
Yeah. Well, helping other people or listening to my own or both?
Helping others. Cause I feel like you listen to yours, but that's another, let's do them first, your clients first, and then go back to you.
So. Okay. Yeah. Cause I always put my clients first. I just do, I'm an empath. So there's that. But so again, I know for a fact that everyone has those negative Nancys like in their mind. So I just try to get them to get over that by speaking positivity, spending my love, my light, my joy into them. I allow them to check in with me at least once a month, sometimes more frequently. Some people need more than others, so whatever the case may be. But also, it's important that they know who they are. You have to know who you are, know what you bring to the table, and don't be afraid to eat alone. It's okay, because you still are the full course meal. So that's really what it comes down to, is just spreading as much love and joy and peace as I can, because regardless of what I say, everyone has, they're going to have their days, right? So I just remind them of who they are, what they bring to the table, and that they are worthy of love. I think a lot of people forget how much love that they deserve because of what they've been through or what they were told or whatever the case may be. Or I'm XYZ years old and I still haven't found it. It's okay. This is our journey. We're working together, and reminding people like, I'm still searching for you. Like, you know, I do have some clients that people have told me, oh, I wouldn't have taken them on as a client because X, Y, Z. I don't care. I don't give a fuck what you would have taken on. This is somebody that I'm going to help. I'm going to do everything in my power to help them find love, whether that's within or with someone else or both. I'm here for it. This is my goal. This is my passion. I wake up every day thinking, whose husband or wife can I find today? You know? And it takes time. It takes time. It's not like an easy process, but I love it and I'm here for it.
So there's a compatibility, you know, you can predict compatibility, but you can't predict chemistry, you said, but I feel like a lot of this can be very intuitive too. Like, you know, you meet a person and you just think, ding, oh, this person, like how much does your intuition play into that? On top of the compatibility stats.
Yeah, a lot. So if I have a feeling about someone, I'm like, you know what? I want you to meet someone. For instance, I'll give you an example. This just happened. I was going to bring a client on and he was very hesitant. Oh, well, you know, I do pretty good for myself. I was like, well, you still haven't found that one though. Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. And he was just hesitant to like truly move forward and pay for his package. I was like, that's fine. But there's someone I want you to meet. And he just looked at me. I was like, there's just something I want you to meet. I want you to meet this person. And he was like, oh, what? And I was like, yeah. And then if you just go on a date with them and see how things go. So the first Zoom date went really, really well. And he like literally thanked me so much. And he gave me a tip. And that was really thoughtful. But see, that's the thing. I believe that a lot of matchmakers, not to down anyone, everyone's different. And not everyone thinks this way. There are some matchmakers that are really all about their money. And I understand that. And I respect that because we have to eat. Yes. But I'm willing to go a little bit hungry if I can bring two souls together, you know, for whatever reason that may be. If I have an inkling, if I have something in my spirit that's telling me, just connect them and see where it goes. I'm going to do it. And I think that's what sets me apart. It's a blessing and a curse. It is. Yeah. And especially in this thing that, you know, I found something that gives me such great joy in my life that I can't imagine not doing it. And sometimes it's giving dating advice. Sometimes it's connecting other people, but I am a matchmaker. I'm certified at that, but it goes so much further than just being a matchmaker, right? Yeah. Sometimes in some ways I end up being a therapist to some people,
right?
You know, or someone that they can just vent with. That's okay. Dating is so frustrating. Let's talk about it. What's frustrating about it? You know?
Yeah.
And I get it. I get it. But that doesn't mean you lose hope. I'm just there to restore the hope and give them faith that it's okay. I mean, there's 7.8 billion people out there.
That's what I say to people all the time. I'm just like, are you kidding me? Like, there's a whole world out there. You're telling me there's not 10 people for you?
Right.
That's my other question too, really quick, is that, like, do you, is it just for your area or do you, are you getting people
nationwide? So I've been getting a lot of people inquiring to me that are global and international. I don't really like to turn them down. So what I'll do is, because I have such a wide database, I went to the Matchmaking Institute, so I can reach out to different matchmakers in different parts of the world. So that's what I love about what I do, because having that large database of other dating specialists and matchmakers, there's really no limits to how far I can go when it comes to helping someone find love. It may not be me that you work with directly, but I may be able to direct you with someone else if your heart is in the right place. So,
right.
Yeah.
That's the big key. And what happens when you figure out that this person is like, not, their heart is not in the right place and they're just trying to like hook up? Like, what do you, does that immediately, like, do you immediately like kick them out or, you know, off your roster? You know, like, how does that work?
So I don't think that I would be the best matchmaker for you. This is not a good fit. Mm-hmm. However, I do wish you the best of luck in your search. That's it.
Yeah. I just remember that one episode. This was like years ago in Millionaire Matchmaker, where they, because she always said no sex until after 3 dates, and they had sex and she was like yelling at him and, you know, kind of yelling at the woman. But yeah, she like, that was that. And I was like, oh God, like how gross is that? You know, I mean, some people.
So that's the thing. Like, I respect her because, you know, she was able to bring a lot of people together and she did her thing. There was no other show like hers. Honestly, she just retweeted a post about me and several other Black matchmakers in the game. So
nice.
That was great. That happened yesterday, actually, ironically. And I was like,
oh my gosh.
So I respect her, but it's not an easy thing to do. And certain, there are matchmakers are going to have a certain way. These are the guidelines. This is what I want you to do.
Oh, wait, no. Wait, let me just stop you before. I wasn't commenting on her, how she reacted. I mean, because I thought that was appropriate, because I was like, you know, she, like, he broke the rules. And so I was just thinking how gross of him.
Oh, okay.
To do that, you know, like.
Yeah. And see, and that's the thing though. See, but it takes two to tango at the same time, right? So, you know, so at the end, what I've realized is no matter how much advice and love and guidance I pour into people, grown folks are going to do whatever the fuck grown folks want to do respectfully. Yep. And I understand that. So on the other side of things, I suggest this. This is what I would do. I would advise this, but people are going to do what they want to do. My goal is just to help you through it. Period. Whatever that looks like to you. And it's going to look different for everybody. So, you know,
exactly. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for this amazing conversation. Just so appreciate your time. And so any parting words of wisdom for dating and wanting to find your true part of a life partner in during the pandemic?
So during the pandemic is going to be rough sometimes. I encourage you to join meetup groups in your area for singles. Sometimes they have virtual speed dating events. You can always try that. Facebook groups. Facebook has a lot of groups for singles as well. They can try. But also try something different. You can always reach out to me. I'm a matchmaker and I love what I do. Reach out. See what I can offer you. Let's have a consultation, right? See if there's any matchmakers in your area. If you want a matchmaker that specializes in your area, I like to work with singles nationwide that are open to long distance, but they don't have to be. So I just feel that you can't keep doing the same things and expecting different results. Definition of insanity, right?
Exactly.
So try something different. If you want to meet people, right. If you want to meet new people, go different places to meet new people. You know, just step outside of your comfort zone and stop letting the pain from your past hold you back on having a beautiful life in terms of your future, when it comes to love. Stop letting that pain hold you back. That is my best advice for anyone out there. Take the time that you need to heal. When you're ready to get out there and don't look back.
Wise, wise words, wise words.
And you can get in touch with Chi on Facebook and Instagram. It's the same handle, NYA Love by Chi. And this will all be in the show notes, of course. And you can also go to her website to find out more information, which is www.nyaloveanddating.com. Thank you so much, Chi, for being here today. Let's give you a big hug goodbye. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And thank you all for listening today. This is Sharmila Mali, and I will see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Please go to www.theconfidenthealer.net. This is the best place to listen to the podcast, and it's also where you can go and find the guest info in the show notes. Remember, there are three important actions to take to help grow the show. Invite others to listen, leave a review if you learned something new, or if you just learned something, and by leaving a donation. You can find the links on theconfidenthealer.net. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.